to the Victory Harvest Podcast.
God is good. Pastor Terry is gone again, like I say, and he'll be back probably for next week. But he had asked me to preach before he left to start with because he wanted to take some more time off. He's still having every now and then a few chest pains, and he gets tired once in a while. How many of you know he does a good job? You know, you never know. Yeah, go ahead. When you get up here to preach, I don't know if any of you have ever done that, but it takes a lot of time to do that. You don't just go in there and get a little canned sermon and come back out and zip zap, it's done. It's not microwave. If you're going to preach the Word of God with the anointing on the Word of God, you got to prepare for it. And sometimes I feel so unworthy because I don't prepare enough, maybe sometimes. But I prepare all I got. I'll put it that way. So I'm going to give you all I got. And it's not a fussing lesson, but it is a lesson to keep us in tune with what God's doing. And today we're going to be talking about two kingdoms. Two kingdoms. And there are two kingdoms. There's the kingdom of God and there's the kingdom of darkness. The kingdom of darkness. How many of you have been delivered from the kingdom of darkness? Amen. If you're a born again Christian, you've been delivered from the kingdom of darkness. You now live in the kingdom of light, in the kingdom of God. And there's a big difference. But so many times we see people slip back, if you will, into the kingdom of darkness. We should never go there. We have nothing there. I've shared this story with you once before. When we lived down here in Shamrock Gardens, we lived there for 27 years, my wife and my two sons. And we got ready to sell that house, and we all gathered up in the den, and we were all crying because immediately all